Okay, you guys have made what?
Well, it's basically a 9.5-foot golf ball type device. It looks like a golf ball. It's made out of the same material
as a golf ball. What do you call it?
The outer shell. We call it the Hurry Ball.
Hurry Ball.
H-U-R-I-B-A-L-L.
As in hurricane?
As in hurricane.
And your idea, if I'm not mistaken, is to get into this ball, go out under the ocean, and get sort of kicked around in the ball.
Get kicked around, ride in. I'm sure we'll bounce off. Well, we hopefully will bounce off the shoreline, and then we'll be bouncing around on the beach somewhere.
It's not springy, though. I presume it's not springy, that it's hard. It's made of a golf ball substance, right?
Well, right. The outer material is the same as golf as the material that a golf ball is made out of, and the air is very similar. We've got rubber on about 3 feet of rubber on the inside, and then if you picture a golf ball, the core of it, there's a small ball, unless it's a solid ball, but this is modeled after a regular ball that has a rubber core. And we basically, us four in chairs and with another rubber coating surrounding us, form that inner ball. So it does bounce, it doesn't bounce or have the velocity that a regular golf ball would, but it does bounce and absorb impact.
How much does it weigh? How much does it weigh?
I'm not 100% sure on the weight of it.
I would imagine a couple hundred pounds, something like that?
Yeah, it's a couple hundred, definitely a couple hundred pounds.
It floats, obviously.
It does float because where it doesn't, a golf ball is solid, so a golf ball will sink. There's air within the ball. There's enough air to keep it floating.
And then there's windows, and you're going to be able to look out the window as you're bouncing around?
We've got three windows the size of the dimples that we have in it. And almost like an airplane window, but we can shut those if for some reason they were to break. We've got an inside hatch, but they will be open unless they get broken.
Tom, you guys have made this on your own, right?
Well, I came up with the idea, and the other guys put the engineering behind it, along with some other people that we hired. The ball cost about $30,000.
How much?
$30,000.
Excuse me, you said this ball cost you $30,000 to make.
Yeah.
Now, do you plan on marketing this, or is this just your own joyride with your friends?
This is our own joyride.
And were you waiting for a hurricane to do this, or were you going to do it on any rough seas?
No, we're waiting for a hurricane.
How about our level 2 hurricane? I mean, are you worried that you're going to launch this in a level 4 hurricane?
Well, we wanted to go out. If we're going to go out, we want to go bang.
What if this thing carries you out to sea?
Isn't there a clause for stupidity? I'm sorry.
There's no stupidity. Well, with the hurricane, we're expecting to get blown in. If not, I guess we'll have to...
What do your friends say about this, Tom?
Well, the guys that are doing it with me, they're gung-ho.
Yeah, and I don't mean them, Tom. I figured that. Half other people.
Half of them don't think we're going to go through with it. The other half think we're totally nuts.
And a few days later, they checked with him. Again,
you pulling my leg, or is this for real?
We did it.
What did you do?
We've got, we went out. We ended up going off of Melbourne Beach. We didn't get out as far as we wanted to, but we went out, and we came ashore, and we blew around. We got a little, I wouldn't say banged up, but we blew around pretty good.
How far out do you think you were able to get the boat? A mile, a half a mile, 100 yards?
We were... Probably a mile out.
Do you have video evidence that will prove to me that this happened?
We have video. You know, we don't have video of us coming in, but we have video of you
towing it out.
Yeah.
I just want to see this thing to see if it exists. How badly damaged did the ball get?
The door got damaged. Hang on a second. Go to the left. We're trying to get... I might lose you.
Where are you?
We're on shore. Put it on. Tether it.
He's...
Tom. Hold on a sec. Hello.
Tom?
Yeah.
He's gone. He cut out. Okay, the last 5 seconds, now I'm skeptical. I was with him up until the fake, tether it up. No, she's too rough, Captain. She can't take no more. Okay, now I'm starting to fade.
after a little over 2 weeks? Well, Tom decided to call J-Dub up and come clean.
And the guy sounded believable. I know that sounds crazy. We even had his wife on. She sounded ticked. So then we called him again or spoke to him again. He called us, and they were just mooring up the hurricane ball, and they had lived. They went out about a mile. And now they have been harder to get a hold of than a lottery winner. And
why do you think that is exactly?
I don't know, because, and listen, suppose it's a prank. If it's a hoax and they were just pulling our leg and the guy was calling from across the street, there's no point in making up the hoax. If I mean, the payday is then when we call you and put you on the air again, and then you say, oh, by the way, John, April Fools or whatever. But they haven't done that. So I don't understand why they're being so hard to get a hold of. I call him 3 times a day, every day. Leave messages, try and get through on his cell, nothing. Okay, he can talk. Okay, you guys. Okay. Hurricane ball guy Matt just got through. Is this him? Tom, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What's your deal, man? We can't get a hold of you. Do you have video for us?
What's it? I've got a picture.
Okay, one picture?
Yeah.
I got to see that picture, Tom. Where is the hurricane ball?
The hurricane ball is in the suburbs.
Oh, wait a minute. It's in town? It's in the area?
Yes, it is.
Put it on a trailer and bring it down here. I'll give you $5.
John, I'm kidding you. It was kind of a joke. But
Oh, come on, Tom! All right, let's give it up, boys. Come on, give it up. Let's go. Well done.
I love your show. I listen to your show.
It was a great prank.
And I have wanted to call in.